The emergence of China as a major economic partner in Africa has been a source of discussion and debate in many circles. There is a growing body of literature in that respect, mainly from Western authors. I met one of them, Swiss-born Michel Beret. He is a journalist who works for the Swiss news magazine L'Hebdo.
Michel, now when you were in Africa, you visited, you talked to people. Did you also talk to African leaders? Did you also talk to African governments? What do you think is their position? What do you think are the things they draw from the Chinese presence in Africa?
I think we talked to ministers mostly. We understood that for them, they see this Chinese investment in Africa as a chance first to compete with other before it was they have no choice. I mean, they have to deal either with Paris or with London, maybe with Washington a little, but that was it. And now it's different. There is a competition, and this is a good thing, and they know it. I mean, but on the other hand, I mean, most of the African elite are lazy people. They are kleptocrats. I mean, they want to keep the money without doing anything. So it's very easy for them to say, okay, we let Algeria, we let the Chinese work, we let them invest, we keep the money partly because we let them do. And everybody is very happy because we have a new road, we have a new bridge. And that's it. They work for us.
Recently in Cameroon, there was an incident where Cameroonian fishermen were very angry because there were Chinese trawlers along the coast. And they attacked the Chinese trawlers. And it's because the people thought that their governments were not giving them enough support in terms of managing the Chinese influx. Do you think that there could be a source of conflict between the people and their governments because they see interests which are not easily perceived every day?
Yes, I think so. This is a threat, a social threat. Obviously, the government, the elite, are so distant of the people they rule. They have no idea of what happens on the ground. And that it's a threat in that aspect, yes. For instance, we noticed in Cameroon, for instance, when we went there, that the savoir-savoir.
Yeah.
Savoir-savoir, the Chinese savoir-savoir is now in competition with a local one. It has become a problem, of course, because they produce cheap products. They work more. The quality is not better, of course, but they work more. And this competition could lead to a clash. Of course, because Africans feel that the doors are open, especially in Cameroon. Because I remember when Hu Jintao came to Cameroon in February 2007, he met, of course, Paul Biya. They discussed. We don't know exactly about what, but what we know in Beijing, in the Cameroon embassy, just some weeks after, there was about 700,000 demand of visa from Chinese people. That means that it's not it won't be acceptable demographically, culturally. Everybody knows. So where is the yellow line? This has to be discussed. And I'm not sure that the power is discussing about that.
What would I say is Michel's point of view in terms of China-Africa relationship?
I think it could be a chance of development. It's a real chance, and I would quote one of my African colleagues when I was at the Beijing summit in November 2006. After all the speeches and the promises of the Chinese power, especially Hu Jintao, of investment in Africa, and my colleague, he was from Morocco, and he said, now, our chief of government, our president, will have to be wise. It's a chance for us, but they will have to be wise. That means they will have to use the money in a proper way.
Thank you very much, Michel Buvet. And he's chef de service international, L'Hebdo. So he's chief of the international desk at L'Hebdo. And thanks for talking to us on this podcast. We'll be happy to have you again another time on the program.